The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Monday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
I'm blue every Monday, thinking over Sunday.
Nice, Al. Nice.
That one day when I'm with you, it seems that I sigh all day Tuesday. I cry all day Wednesday. Oh, my, how I long for you. And then comes Thursday. Gee, it's long. It never gets by. And Friday makes me feel just like I'm gonna
Francis die. Abbott, just reminds you of The Godfather with Apollonia. Wait, forgive me. Monday, Friday, Wednesday. Remember Frankie that? Remember that?
Absolutely.
Monday, Friday, when he's trying to teach Apollonia. See, I think when we go to Italy with Steve Perillo, this is what I'm thinking about. We're thinking about who is Joey going to take to Italy. This has been like a little thing that we've been talking about.
We should just do a contest, honestly.
Oh, that's not a bad idea.
Oh, boy.
But see, I think I would like to go. I am of the people for the people.
Right.
We the people. We are going to Italy. This is my family. And we're going to all go to Italy with Steve Perillo. And I want to be able to be give myself to everybody. If I go with somebody, no matter who it is, then I got to kind of, then I'm kind of like,
you did that twice. It's cost you a lot of money.
What did I do?
You gave yourself over. You know.
So I said, and then when I'm in Italy and I'm with my family listening, kind enough to listen, yeah. I will look across the table. And I will see Apollonia. And I will say, Frankie, with all respects, what did Al Pacino say to that actor?
With all respect.
All respect. I'd like to meet your daughter, and then it's better if you'll gain a son.
Yeah, there are people that would pay a lot of money for that information. But then your daughter would lose a father instead of gaining a husband.
And he goes, go ahead, say it. So, and then I'll come home and take me to America, Joey. Mm-hmm. Joey, take me to America.
Yep.
And then she'll go Monday, Friday, Wednesday, Thursday. And then
why is she from Dracula the way you said that?
No.
And then
no,
I'd like to bite your neck.
Then I would be paying alimony for the whole rest of the time.
Yeah. Right? You might as well. I mean, when you meet her, my advice to you is to immediately make a call to your financial planner. And just make sure that you have enough money to take care of all of this. That's
just
looking out for you.
Thank you, Al. I know you always are. 808 with Joe on the radio. Hey, General Colin Powell will join us, retired four-star Army general, former chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, former Secretary of State, an American hero. This is one of the greatest men I've ever met, General Colin Powell. He is a great guy, and I hesitated to lean. See, I don't lean on friends to bring folks on the show, you know, but I'll tell you this. I have a mentor who walked me through helping the at-risk community, as Raymond Chambers is his name. Great guy from Newark, man. Just a regular guy from Newark. Went on to become Ray Chambers. Went on to become a Wall Street icon. And then he ended up giving back. He gives back to the point where now he's working as an ambassador to the United Nations, curing, malaria in Africa. And then helping the children in Africa. Just doing a great job. And so I called Mr. Chambers and I said, Ray, I said, with all respects, right, Frank, with respect, Ray's like the godfather, you know. I said, can you get Colin Powell? Because I heard this great story. I love great human interest stories because I'm so sick of the divide. I'm so sick of the politics. I'm so sick of everybody hating everybody else. Oh, you believe this, you like that. I'm so sick of it all. This great story of Colin Powell gets a flat tire. Who pulls over to help him? It's an Army veteran, a disabled Army veteran. How great of a story is that? I said, Mr. Chambers, respectfully, can we get Colin Powell on the show? The general would be great. And right before you know, and I just said this, this was weeks ago, I get a call from Colin Powell's office. The general will come on your show in the morning. We are honored, and he's coming up in just a few minutes. So we're gonna. I did want to catch up with the general. He's helped kids. He's a great guy, and we're just going to have a nice, fun chat with one of the true American heroes in General Colin Powell. Hey, Warner Wolf on in this hour as well. Warner's a legend, man. He's the legendary sportscaster. We're talking about the Super Bowl with Warner Wolf. He's the guy. When I did the sports guy, hello again, everybody. Joe Piscopo live, Saturday Night Sports. That Warner was an influence. And I remember saying that in an interview. It was Keith Jackson. Keith Jackson, who was great. I used to love the way he said his name. Keith Jackson. And that was like kind of those sports guys, you know, with the big sports jackets. And then Warner Wolf, because Warner would be right in your face. And so I said, this was like 100 years ago, but during the 80s, I said, Warner Wolf, Keith Jackson, and Warner Wolf. And Warner sent me a personal note back in the day.
Well, that's very nice. Warner's a class actor. I've known Warner a long time, but I will tell you.
There's a smirk on his face. Watch out. Here it comes.
I'll let you know a little secret.
Don't say anything embarrassing about Warner.
No. I'll save that for off air. But Warner is an open book. He's one of the nicest guys in the world. But I'd known Warner a long time. So I emailed him over the weekend. I said, hey, do you want to come on with Joe Piscopo Monday to talk about the Super Bowl? So he emails me back and he says, yeah, sure. I haven't seen Joe since 2002 at 58th and 10th at his bar.
Yeah, it was the best.
But. Did you have a bar?
Yeah, we did. Oh,
you
man.
Did? Oh, okay.
And Warner hung
I thought
out.
He had you confused with someone else. I said, good. All right. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. It's Joe Pesci. Joe Pesci's bar or something. So I said, Joe would have mentioned to me if he had a bar. So I said, oh, yeah. That was Joe's bar.
But when I went to the Venetian last week to help out the guys helping the kids with cancer. I was there with Joe Grano sent me over there. It was great for long and Frank Bisignano. I go over there, right? And as I leave, I left early and I parked my car illegally because I just wanted to get in and get out. So I tipped the guy heavy. Now, the guy I tipped was not there. That always happens. You tip the one guy as you're coming in, but not the same guy. So you got to tip somebody on the way out. So a guy, he goes like this. He gives me the look. It was so funny. He gives me the parking attendant as I went to get my key. He goes, like he looks like he recognizes, points his finger, and I go,
you recognize me? You recognize me? He goes like this.
Joe Pesci.
I swear to God. Joe Pesci.
I go, I go like this. He goes, no, you're Joe Pesci. He wouldn't let up with the Joe Pesci thing. And I'm going like this. I go, at this point, I'm not even going to argue. Does it get my car quicker? I go, yeah, Joe Pesci. I was great in Goodfellas. Wasn't I great? You know, I said, am I funny like a clown? I make you laugh? What am I going to do?
Joe, what is this bar that you had?
Well, so I'm going to go back to it. So anyway, and I got my car quicker. So thank you, Joe Pesci, for allowing me to at least lean on your name a little bit.
We have to get him on the show.
Love Joey. Joey Pesci. Talk about great guys. What a great guy, Joey. So we had a bar, and there was a place called Jilly's in Chicago on Rush Street Jilly Rizzo was the old man's best friend and a great guy. His son Willie started Jilly's. First of all, Jilly's was here in New York. You know, that was Jilly's was the hang for the old man. I first saw Frank Sinatra at Jilly's.
Wow.
Next door, Annie was being played. So Nancy and I, my first wife, and Joey's mom went to see Annie. We go to Jilly's. I wanted to go to Jilly's. And I look up, and there's the old man eating Chinese food.
Wow.
With a napkin in his collar. So he didn't get the Chinese food. And I looked over and I said to the waitress, that was the first time I ever saw the old man in person. And I said, this was before Saturday Night Live, man. I said, can I say something to Frank Sinatra? And she goes, best not to bother him while he's eating like that. I left it at that. I'm gawking at him while he's eating like that. So that was the original Jilly's. It was Jilly's. We get the rights to the name through Willie Rizzo, Jilly's son. We opened Jilly's. Anthony Pope and I opened Jilly's with some guys from Chicago. And it was the best hangout. It was a piano bar. The best place ever. It had to be 58th, right around the corner from the plaza. Yeah. By the way, the location was like a cigar bar, I think, that Mayor Giuliani used to go to. I don't remember the name of that. But you know where I'm talking about, right there.
Yeah, no, I know the neighborhood.
Yeah, right there. It was great. And we had Tony Desserre, the young piano. Tony Bennett would hang out. Warner was there all the time. And it was great. But we made no money. It was just like, because we gave drinks. drinks away for free. Sure. Hey, oh, and then it was, and then we went on the opening, we said, can we get Jimmy Gandolfini there? Because Gandolfini at the time was like off the charts, popular.
Biggest star in the world.
I know,
yeah.
I know, The Sopranos, you're not supposed to say anything because of the Italians. It was still, it was Gandolfini who was one of the, again, talk about great actors. I remember it was the premiere, everybody, Danny Aykroyd came by. Gandolfini walks in, and he was as hot as a pistol, hot as Huckabee. And I went, whoa. I said, Jim, I said, thank you for being here. He goes like this, big Gandolfini. Hey, Jersey guy. Gave me a big hug. It was the most fun we had. We ran it for about a couple years. Made no money. Probably lost a ton of money.
I have a question, though.
Uh-oh.
When
you
somebody
bring that back now.
Don't you think so?
Yeah.
Don't you think so? Jillies. Maybe Atlantic City somewhere.
There
great.
You go.
Oh, if somebody, Frank, you would have loved it. You would have loved it. We
so,
have
so, I'm, so Warner knew where he knew.
Warner was a regular there.
And I thought I was lying to him.
Tony Bennett would be there. And you would see Jimmy Gandolfini and Federico Castelluccio. Everybody was there. Danny Aykroyd would come in.
And then
when Bennett was there, and I would see Bennett watching Tony DeSere, the young Tony DeSere, who was just off the charts, ripping it up, playing at the arenas all over. Young Tony DeSere. So it was great. Yes.
When somebody recognizes you as Joe Pesci and they're going to get your car. Do you tip them less?
No,
because
you got to tip more. You got to
really?
Tip more. Yeah, I learned that
because you're trying to protect. Now you think Pesci does that if somebody says Joe Piscopo?
No, I think Pesci clocks him and takes him out.
Yeah, is that right?
hey, what do you think? I'm Piscopo. Boom. That's the end of it. What are you? Joe.
This the guy
Joe
who called my friend a little girl. Casino.
I learned it the first time that happened. I was at a car show with the great Reggie Jackson. Not to drop names, but I was in awe. I'm in awe of something. So Reggie, man, that was the guy. So mm-hmm. I was playing somewhere, and it was in Oakland, outside of Oakland. We're at a car show. I'm with Reggie Jackson, and a guy walks over to me, and Reggie got such a kick out of this. And the guy says to me, I told you this before, wow, comes up to me, you are my favorite on Saturday Night Live. The way your characterizations, the way you portray characters was second to none. You are a brilliant person. Can I have your autograph, Dan Aykroyd? So I stopped. Reggie, of course, on the floor laughing. And I'm going like, what am I going to do at that point?
No, it's not. I'm not Dan Aykroyd. I'm Joe Piscopo.
No, you know what
pull
I'm saying?
A can of shimmer.
You have to be better because now you're representing somebody else.
Right.
So now, so I said, all the very best, warmest personal regards, Dan Aykroyd. Thank you for your kind comments.
Yeah, but what if you didn't like the actor that he referred to you to? See, that's the thing.
Joe Franklin used to tell me, and I think he was joking, but it's even better if he wasn't. He would
you name dropper you?
he would tell me a story. You tell me a story about how
Patrick Buchanan.
Right, he was taking a cab.
And then Joe Franklin.
He was taking a cab, and this guy had
James
come
Buchanan,
to this country.
Yeah,
right,
this
guy had come to this country and talked all about how he learned English from Joe's show and was such a big fan. Yeah. He's going on and on and on. Yeah. And then he said, "It's really an honor to meet you, Merv Griffin." I said, "What did you do?" He said, "I didn't tip him, so he'd think Merv Griffin was cheap."
Ah, no. I tip more because I'm helplessly guilt-ridden. You know what I mean? Hey, by the way, it was 8:17 with Joe on the radio, and thanks for asking about the father-daughter dance. It was great. We at my age, you know, the fathers should have been the grandfather's daughter dance at my age because Charlie's only 8 years old, so the fathers are like half my age. I want to tell you, best time of my life. At the best time of my life with my little Charlie. We had a great time. Hey, you know, and we'll tell you about it as the morning goes on, as the morning unfolds. We want to take a break a little early right now to make way for a true American hero. General Colin Powell will join us momentarily live with Joe on the radio. You don't want to miss that. Let's go to Debbie right now, checking out traffic on AM 970. The answer, good morning, Debbie Duhame.
Good morning, Joe. I saw the picture of you and your daughter. It was so nice.
Little
what
girl,
a nice picture.
My little baby.
She's your baby girl. Good morning, Joe. Good morning, guys. Let's head out to the Taconic South, getting down toward 134 into Yorktown. It's a car fire. A couple of lanes blocked there. Sawmill southbound into Bedford. A disabled car in the way. Traffic is still moving slowly here as you head over to the inbound side of the GWB Lincoln and the Holland, all 30 and across the board. 287 South, exit 47 into Montville. An accident. 7086 at 55, an accident getting out toward Newark. Watch for slowdowns as you take it over to 8th Avenue here in town. right in the 40s. Everything closed. It's all due to an ongoing pedestrian accident investigation. 10 minutes in at the Queens Midtown Tunnel. Alternate side parking rules suspended for today and for tomorrow. And over on the LIE westbound at Minetto Hill Road, a collision here on the island. Partly cloudy today, high in the 50s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Follow the flag to savings every week at Modell Sporting Goods. Visit your local Modell Sporting Goods store and look for the flags with Mitchell Space to find deals in all departments in the store for 7 days only. These unbelievable deals begin every Wednesday, and you'll find select items at our lowest prices ever. Visit our stores this Wednesday and every Wednesday for new Mo deals. Remember, follow the flag with Mitchell's face to save today and every day. If you want to save big, you gotta go to Mo's.
Savings for MVP members only.
Darren College, a former NFL Super Bowl champion, signed the most important contract of his life to serve in the Army National Guard.
I've had a lot of military in my family. It's a big part of what my family's done for a long time. I want to go out there and make a difference. I didn't find that working behind a desk, so for me, it was a pretty easy decision to make. And then the opportunity to serve my community and serve my country was just icing on the cake.
To learn how to be part of the Army National Guard, log on to NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the New York Army National Guard. Aired by the New York State Broadcasters Association and this station.
Imagine doing one thing that gives you an entirely different perspective about your place in the world. Think it would be worth it? Hi, it's Mike Gallagher, inviting you to join me for a 10-day Stand With Israel tour through the land of Israel in December of 2019. Come with me to get firsthand insight into Israel's fascinating past and promising future. We'll learn about the geopolitical, economic, and spiritual dynamics of one of the most fascinating places on earth. And you'll share experiences that will change how you view the world. Walk the ancient temple steps. Touch the Western Wall, sail on the Sea of Galilee, pray on the Mount of Beatitudes. The list goes on. Return home inspired, renewed, and empowered. If you've ever dreamed of seeing Israel, this is your chance. Join me for a life-changing adventure to give you a renewed sense of purpose. The 10-day Stand With Israel Tour, December 2019.
For more information and to register for this trip, go to am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com.
Hey, Joe Piscopo in the morning telling you about Connors and Sullivan. General Colin Powell standing by. Love Mike Connors. I'm going to visit Mike Connors. I'm going to Brooklyn with my son Joey. Joey's my consigliere, my older son. And we're going to talk about how you could set up a will, a trust. You need a will or a trust. You can keep control of your assets. You can make a choice of where your assets go. Mike Connors knows this better than anybody else. You got nursing home bills. You got wills. You got trust. You want to give to a certain charity? Mike Connors is the guy that you got to go to. Connors and Sullivan, they will set up for you a free initial consultation. I'm telling you because I love you for listening. I called Lisa over at Mike Connors' office. She was so great. I just love it. Joe, what are you doing? I said, we're coming over, set up the meeting, get my papers together. We're going to sit with Mike Connors. I invite you to do the same thing. You work so hard for your money. You know, I have a little slight suggestion. You know, how about keeping your money, keeping it in your family? Connors and Sullivan's lawyers can customize a plan that specifically protect your interests, including your home. They have offices in Brooklyn, Manhattan, Queens, and on Staten Island. 718-238-6500. 718-238-6500. You can start here, please. ConnorsandSullivan.com.
America First with Sebastian Gorka. Coming up at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Nissan.
A23 with Joe Piscopo on the radio. What an honor to bring General Colin Powell to the airwaves, retired four-star Army general, former chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, former Secretary of State, an all-around great guy and New Yorker. General, welcome to the show and honor to have you with us, sir.
Thanks, Joe. I didn't know I was going to get all this financial advice. I may be on the way up here in the shuttle this afternoon. Jeez.
I was saying, General, I said I was going to bump the commercial. I got General Colin Powell waiting. I said, but Mike Conn, if you need, look, you need, look, I know a guy. You know what we say in New York, General? I know a guy. You need somebody, I got a guy.
You know a guy. I know a guy. I got a guy just for you. He's good. You're going to love him.
You know, General, when I met you through our dear mutual friend, Raymond Chambers, And we went out and we did. Remember America's Summit? Do you remember we did that, helping at risk and mentoring?
I sure do.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Still going strong.
And then, this was the honor for me. And first of all, thanks for being here. And I want to ask you about the flat tire. And I apologize. I'm such a big fan. I call Ray. And Ray goes, oh, you're gushing now about your favorite guy, General Colin Powell. I said, well, maybe you can come. So thank you for joining us. So I remember back in the day, we were in Washington, D.C., and this was an impetus by Raymond Chambers and yourself to help at-risk children and to bring forth mentoring, which we love. Now, do you remember, General, remember when you couldn't make something? There was a place where I went to Texas, and you sent me in your place. How honored was I? Do you remember that? You said, Joe, will you?
I remember it vaguely, Joe. This is 20-odd years ago, Joe. Cut me some slack, man. I'm 82 years old.
Are you kidding me? You look great, man. Are you kidding me? So you said, Joe, will you go? I can't make it. And I went. People are going, General Powell's going to be here. Not so much. It's Joe Piscopo. So I had to work twice as hard.
What are you talking? I was even better than Powell.
No, man. I played the drums. I did everything I had to do, and it worked out great. But I love that you were so in tune to helping out the at-risk community. And coming out of New York, it's great that you keep that in your soul, sir.
It's still in my soul, Joe. I was, I'll never forget, my parents were immigrants. They came here on banana boats from Jamaica. I went to public school. I had a great public school education, no special schools, no West Point. And I joined an institution, the Army, which in those days was just coming out of 5 years of desegregation period. And they said to me, look, we don't care where you came from. We don't care what color you are. Don't tell us about your immigrant parents. The only thing we care about is performance and potential. Do you understand? Thank you very much, sir. And that's all I tried to do for the next 35, 40 years, and it worked. But I'm back now. You know, I have a school named after me within the City College of New York in Harlem, where I was born and raised. And I'm so proud of it. The school has about 2,000 kids in this part of CCNY, the Powell School for Civic and Global Leadership. And I'm focusing on leadership and training and education and bringing these kids up. We don't write papers. We go out and do things and teach these kids what it is to be a successful citizen in the country. And I can't change the past, Joe, and the present's taking care of itself, but I can still influence the future as you can by influencing our kids.
Yeah, it's very well said, General Colin Powell. And this is the Colin Powell School for Civic and Global Leadership at the City University of New York. You're the most famous alumnus of CCNY. What are you hoping to instill in tomorrow's leaders with this school, sir?
I want to make sure that the kids who are taking different courses and learning different things also learn about their responsibility to take that education back into the communities they came from and to never walk away. And so right now, when we get other corporations to join our effort, I say to those CEOs and whatnot, look, I just don't want your money. I want you to take some of my youngsters back downtown. Below, you know, Wall Street, so they can see what making money is all about, and that's what I push. I push the integration of these kids into the broader society of New York. School is 90% minority, and 80% of the kids say that they were born somewhere else. Only in America, Joe.
And do you view this as a model for what other public universities around the country should be doing, General?
Yes, it isn't enough just to teach them academics. That's good. They have to have that. They have to have a skill. But they have to be taught while they're gaining that skill that it has to be shared with the rest of society. And I also want to expose them to leadership, what it means to lead human beings and to take care of the people that are being led. And so that's my passion. And not only CCNY, I have something like 13 elementary schools, 12 or 13 elementary and middle schools across the country, all called the Colin Powell School. And you never guess which state in the Union has the most Colin Powell schools. It ain't New York. It's Texas. I got four of them.
Wow, man.
And I'm so proud. I'm so proud of them. Give a kid from the Bronx in Harlem, man.
I love it. I know. That's what I keep thinking of. When I did stand in for you, what a great privilege that was, again, in Texas. And you yelled, you wrote me a personal note. You'll never remember this. And a personal note signed by General Colin Powell, Yo, Joe. I said, man, this guy's from New York.
I'm a New Yorker, and I'm now back in New York. I mean, I spent a lot of time in New York, a lot of time in Harlem. And this is my birthplace. This place means a lot to me, but all I can do now is raise or help another generation behind me. You know, all my medals are going to go away when I go away, but the names will always be across these schools, Colin Powell School, and that's what I'd like to leave to the nation, to my city.
General, I tell you, it's great to hear your voice, sir. Tell us about, please, the flat tire. And this was the impetus for me to call Mr. Chambers. This was great, and you were so humble because everybody, by the way, wanted to talk to you about this. You wanted to give credit to the guy that helped you out. Could you walk us through exactly what happened?
I was on my way to Walter Reed to have my back looked at. I've had some back problems, and I wanted my doctor to take a look at it. So I'm going to drive, and I'm coming around the Beltway, and I can feel the left front tire going. So before it entirely blew off, I pulled over to the side of the Beltway, 495, and I see that the tire has to be changed. I'm praying that there's air in the spare tire in the trunk. So lo and behold, there is. And so I'm bringing the tire out. I'm pumping up the jack, and the car's doing fine. I get about three of the bolts off and put back on. So I got the last two to go, and suddenly this car pulls in front of me, a white car. And he comes to a speedy stop. He jumps out. The guy's wearing short pants in the dead of winter. He's got a huge beard. He's got tattoos all over himself. And I said, oh, my God, I'm in Brooklyn. So he comes over and he says to me, yo, General Powell, I know you. I was in the Army, and as I was whizzing by, I spotted you, so I pulled over to see if I could help you. And I said, well, that's very nice of you. Sure, you can help me if you want, but it's not necessary. I almost finished. He said, I want to help you. So we start to walk toward the car. He said, but first, you got to take a selfie with me. So we stop. We take a selfie. That's... The car's still sitting there. We're taking selfies. And so... And then he gets on it, and so if he wants to finish the job, I'm going to take a picture of him fixing the tire. And I notice that he's missing a left leg. He's wearing a great, great substitute for a left leg. And he's been in the Army. He's been in the Air Force. He has been in the Marine Corps. He's an incredible guy. And so even with the beard and whatnot, he's me. And so... he fixed the tire, finished the tire. I'm taking pictures of him. And then we both drive off. We didn't have cards, so we couldn't exchange any information. We drive off heading to Walter Reed, and I said, I'll meet you over there. And, well, we didn't meet over there. So when I got back to the office later that day, my secretary, my assistant, she's not my secretary, she's my principal assistant, we decided to do something to get in touch with him. And so we wrote up a little note to go out on my Facebook page, hoping somebody would see it and recognize the pictures of this guy. But before we could put it up, he comes in with us. He sends us a Facebook notice.
Great.
And he has this wonderful paragraph in there about how much he enjoyed seeing me, how much he wanted to help me. And it was just a wonderful, wonderful note that he had. And so my principal assistant and I, Peggy, we spent the evening putting together our own Facebook posting, which gives pictures of what we were doing, the selfie and the tire picture, and then what he wrote, and then what I thought and wrote and closed it with that last sentence that I put in there about how this is what America should be all about. We should stop screaming at each other. We start taking care of each other the way this guy stopped to take care of me. And we just threw it up on Facebook. What did we know?
Yeah.
Next thing we know, it has gone crazy.
Yeah.
It has gone viral. We're being pounded by reporters. We got all kinds of things going on. Over 20 million hits by now.
Oh, my God.
As of today.
Wow.
Yeah. And so it took us the whole week just to keep up with it.
Yeah,
but every time the reporters came along, I said, go talk to him.
Yeah, yeah.
Go talk to Tony.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't talk to him until yesterday for the first time. But this is his story. This is what he did. And so we got thousands of comments, and they all were of the same nature, Joe. They essentially said, this is what we have to do.
Yeah.
We have to reach out to people. Stop screaming at each other. Stop insulting each other. And remember that America has always been great.
Yep.
Great when my parents came here. It was great when they moved me out of Harlem in the South Bronx to the senior leadership positions in the Army. That's great. And so it just got a roaring response. And we're going to get with him. He's studying now to be a chef, and he wants to come to my house and cook. And, you know, hey, you fix my guitar here, you can cook. And so we're gonna have some fun with him when we finally match up with each other.
Anthony Maggard is his name. Gerald, were you changing your own tire? If I may ask, you were changing your own tire. I mean, you didn't call AAA. You didn't, General Powell doesn't.
Look, I'm already in trouble because I don't have AAA. Cut me some slack.
Gerald,
I've been changing my own tires for my whole life.
God bless you, man. I am so impressed with that. Are you kidding me?
No, I was nicely dressed. as you can see from the picture, I wasn't. You know, it didn't look like I was a mechanic or anything, but I am a mechanic. I know a lot about cars. And so once I saw that I had everything that I needed, I started, what am I going to do?
Yeah.
We'll call somebody when I could do it myself in 10 minutes.
God bless you.
And it turned out an old soldier, or he's a young soldier, he's only 42.
Mm.
I told him last night, I'm twice your age. Hey. but when you have a guy like that come over and offers to help, you got to accept the help.
Yeah.
And you got to thank him. We're going to get together. We're going to go out to dinner, or he'll come to the house and cook. We haven't figured that part out yet.
What a great story.
How have you been, Joe? Tell me about you.
Generally, you know, it's been good. By the grace of God, it's been great. We started this radio journey about 5 years ago, and now we're into our sixth year.
Yeah.
And it's good. The platform is great on the radio, you know? And the fact that I could call a longtime acquaintance and friend like yourself, it just means so much because you can get the word out. And your message is so appreciated, General Powell, when you say, we got to just, I always say, put aside the divide. We're all in this together.
Yep.
We are the greatest country on earth, and the way you epitomize everything that's great about the United States of America, sir. And I want it, when you're listening, please remember the Colin Powell School for Civic and Global Leadership at the City University of New York.
City College of New York.
You're the most famous alumnus from that school. And what advice would you give person, because we have a lot of folks listening from that area, and you, the hardships that you had to go through, General Powell, what advice would you give before we let you go, sir, to be an inspiration to others?
What I've always tried to do was treat everybody who I worked for or who worked for me with respect, and to make sure I was taking care of them as part of my solemn mission to them. I kind of learned that in New York. I grew up in a neighborhood in the South Bronx, the Fort Apache precinct, where we all came from somewhere else. We had no natural-born Americans there. They were all their parents, so they came from somewhere else. So I learned the importance of diversity and how diversity can be a strength and how you have to take care of everybody and respect everybody no matter where they came from. They're now Americans. And that was an important part of my life. And the Army taught me that as well. The Army taught me how to take care of people, how to do my job, never fail at it. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so it was a great upbringing in New York. I'm glad I didn't go to school anywhere else or live anywhere else.
Yeah.
And well, I also had one of these Jamaican families, which made sure that you stayed in school. We never thought of dropping out. The relatives would get together and bang the hell out of us.
Yeah.
that's the way it was in the Bronx and in Brooklyn, I'm sure. Expected us. We didn't come to this country for you to stick something in your nose. We came to this country to make a living for ourselves if you couldn't get it in Jamaica, and to raise two children. My sister was a teacher. And we expect you to do the best. And as they would say, we have expectations for you. And never embarrass the family.
Look at that. General Powell, I'll tell you, what an honor to have you with us. A big shout out to our dear friend.
Wait a minute, Joe. Am I getting paid for this?
Uh-oh.
I'm a New Yorker.
No, you are very gracious with your time. A big shout out to Raymond Chambers. Hey, you know what, General, when you come to New York, when you're around, please come into the studio, or I'd love to take you out for a quick bite to eat. You are an inspiration. You are a true hero, and we're so proud to have you
on
the show.
When I'm in New York, I only eat hot dogs on the corner.
All right, I'll be with you. On me, sir.
Okay, babe.
Thank you, General.
Take care, Joe.
God bless you, sir. Thank you so much.
I enjoyed your work for so many years.
Thank you, General. General Colin Powell, four-star Army General, former chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, former Secretary of State, and a diehard New Yorker through and through. 8:38 with Joe Piscopo on the radio. Big Al is the headline news right now on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
39 degrees at 8:38. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Governor Phil Murphy says he will proudly sign a $15 an hour minimum wage bill into law today. The measure, passed by state lawmakers Thursday, calls for the minimum wage to go from $8.85 an hour to $10 an hour in July. It will then rise to $11 an hour on January 1st. then gradually increase to $15 an hour by 2024. Murphy tweeted yesterday he feels the higher minimum wage will help support families, strengthen the state's economy, and help make New Jersey more affordable. A Bronx teen is facing charges after swiping MTA buses. 18-year-old Mamadou Camara of Melrose allegedly took buses out for a joyride four different times over the last 2 months. Authorities say on January 27th, Camara drove a stolen bus for 21 miles, taking it from Brooklyn to the Bronx before ditching it. MTA buses are push start and don't require a key. None of the buses were damaged during his trips. No one was injured. Camara due back in court on February 19th. In sports, Patriots beat the Rams 13-3 in Super Bowl 53 in Atlanta. Tom Brady held without a touchdown pass but found MVP Julian Edelman 10 times for 141 yards. It was the lowest scoring Super Bowl ever. The Knicks skid now a Baker's dozen. They lost their 13th straight game 96-84 to the Grizzlies at Madison Square Garden. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Hey, good morning, Al. Thanks. Taconic southbound at 134 into Yorktown. It's a car fire over on the Sawmill. Southbound getting into Bedford. An accident there to deal with as well. Inbound side of the GWB, 20 minutes. Over at the Lincoln Tunnel, 30. Holland about 25. 287 south exit 47. An accident getting down toward Montville. Expect delays there. 9 is busy southbound at the Edison Bridge. Some type of police department activity reported. Alternate side parking rules are suspended today and tomorrow. Metered parking rules remain in effect. 8th Avenue blocked in the 40s. It's all due to an accident investigation. Watch for some slowdowns on the Cross Island northbound getting up toward Belmont Park with a crash over there. And the Staten Island Expressway eastbound busy. Richmond Ave out through the Verrazano Bridge. Watch for slowdowns LIE west at Minetto Hill Road with an accident. Partly cloudy today, high in the 50s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Brought to you by Blue Emu. Blue Emu Lidocaine Cream and Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Cream both are deep penetrating and odor-free. Beat the pain two ways and live life. Blue Emu works fast and you won't stink. Available at nationwide retailers.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlic.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlic and it works.
I've been taking Garlic for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlic. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlic every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing Garlic to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlic, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up two tubes of Dogasuds.
Get the third tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogasud shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogasuds. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dinovite.com.
Spring is just around the corner, so now's the time to get those home projects done so you can spend spring and summer being with your loved ones. Larry Elder here. Home Advisor makes it easy to find the right pros for any project. Seriously, whether it's a small project like fixing a leaky faucet or a big project like remodeling a kitchen, just go to homeadvisor.com and tell them about your project. In just seconds, you'll be matched with the best pros in the area for your exact job. You can read verified customer reviews, compare prices, check availability, even book appointments online. And with their project cost guide, you can check what others paid for similar jobs in your area. No matter what home project you've been thinking about, painting, getting your gutters cleaned, even a big job like a brand new roof, Home Advisor makes it easy to find and hire the best pros in your area. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to homeadvisor.com or download the free app to get started. Homeadvisor.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Thank you, Larry. 8:43 right now. Warner Wolf is going to join us. You don't want to miss the legend, Warner Wolf. I got to tell you about Italy, though. You got to go to Italy. Did you make the reservations yet? Rome? Listen to Joey, please. Pompeii, Sorrento, Capri, Florence, Venice. Look at this. And my home province of Avellino. What a trip. We're going to have a ball. We're going to share some laughs. The food's going to be spectacular. By the way, you can taste classic Italian wine in the Tuscany region. It's going to be a trip you will remember for years to come. And then you will see the Martin and Lewis of Italy Piscopo and Perillo. That's right. I'm doing a show. We're gonna go in. We're gonna land. We're gonna take a day of rest. We're gonna take a look at some sites, and then the next day, boom! I'm gonna do a little show for you right in the Roma. And I have drafted Steve Perillo, who is great at the piano, and we will be doing authentic Italian folk songs. Look, you just don't want to miss this. All you have to do is go to 888 Perillo, P-E-R-I-L-L-O, and you go, hey, I want to go to Italy with the Martin and Lewis team of New Jersey, Piscopo and Perillo. You could request the 2019 Italy brochure and receive a bottle of Botticelli Premium Italian Extra Virgin Olive Oil. For the first 10 callers today, one bottle per family, please. Botticelli is the art of Italian flavor. I love you. I love you for listening. You are family, and I'd be actually honored to have you join us in this great Perillo Piscopo trip to Italy. Check with your travel agent or just go here, please, perillotours.com.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios. Coming up at 10 a.m. on AM 970, The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Hey, it's Joe on the radio, 844, the great, the one, the only, Warner Wolf on the radio. Warner, welcome to the show, brother. How you doing, my friend?
Hey, Joey, how you doing, man?
You know what? It's so great to hear your voice. And Frankie Fibros was telling me we hung out at Jilly's. Remember that great bar we used to have? Man, how fun was that, Warner, huh?
You know what? Now, was Jilly's the one on 58th between 5th and 6th?
That was the one that we had there, absolutely.
I remember. That was a New Year's Eve.
Yes, New Year's Eve, man. It was great. Yeah. Just a great hang, man. How you doing, my friend? All good with you?
Yeah, everything's great. Pushing along.
You know what? Super Bowl, Warner Wolf. Got to ask you about the Super Bowl, my friend. Did you?
Yeah.
I hesitate to say, Warner, this. People are going, oh, it was a boring game. But, yeah, you want to step up and get hit like these guys get hit? I mean, these are the most, you know what I mean? They're the most elite athletes in the world. And people are going, it's a boring game. But you got to give the Rams credit for their defense, yes?
The Rams, yeah, because if somebody said to you, Joe, before the game, that the Patriots would only score 13 points.
Yeah.
You say, oh, well, I guess the Rams won the game.
Yeah, exactly. it's exactly right, man.
Yeah. But the story, without question, was the Patriots' defense. I mean, who figured they'd hold the Rams to 3 points? You know, in my opinion, the two greatest long-term defensive coaches in history, NFL, Belichick and George Allen. So you give Bill Belichick 2 weeks to plan.
Yeah.
Man, you're in trouble.
Yeah. You know what? I was wondering what. Then Brady, by the way, is great. But did they? What was the first half? What was that? I thought for sure that Brady was just going to bury, that the Patriots were just going to bury them.
Oh, my gosh. The Rams had only 57 yards in the first half. Two first downs.
Yeah, I don't
think I've ever seen a team have only two first downs and a half.
Yeah, it was wild.
And they only had 260 yards for the game, and they only had 62 yards rushing, so that killed them. I was looking at it also this way. Goskowski, who's a great kicker, remember he missed a 46-yarder in the first quarter, and then in the second quarter, Belichick went for a first down, fourth and one at the Rams 32, it would have been a 49-yard field goal. So if you were hypothetically thinking, you could have added two field goals to the Patriots' total, and then Zuerlein of the Rams missed that last one at the end of the game. It could have been a 19-6 game rather than 13-3.
Yeah.
But it wouldn't have mattered for the bettors because the Patriots won and they beat the spread. And the under, you know, that over-under bet?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Man, the under easily beat the over. The under was 57. I mean, you only had 16 points scored in the game.
Yeah, it's amazing. What, did you predict this, by the way, Warner?
I said take the Patriots, but that they would not beat the 3-point spread, or 2.5, whatever you.
Yeah.
So I was wrong on that part.
Yeah.
And of course, you got a lot of people, Joe, saying, you know what? The Saints should have been there. They would have played a better game than the Rams, and certainly they would have scored more than 3 points. Well, yeah, probably. But to go along with that, I don't know if you saw Roger Goodell in his press conference.
I did not see that. What happened? I should know this.
He was an embarrassment to the football fan. First of all, he hid for 11 days after the horrendous non-call. You saw that, right?
Oh, you mean the press conference that Goodell did recently? Not. It wasn't yesterday. It was a couple days prior.
No, I'm sorry. Yes.
Prior to that. Yeah, I saw inklings of that. Embarrassing, you call it. Yeah, I know. It was like...
Yeah.
Because I kept thinking of the Saints, the poor Saints fans. But your take on it was embarrassing? Goodell was embarrassed, huh?
Yes, because he was noncommittal.
Yeah.
He wouldn't say anything about it.
Yeah.
This is a simple rule to fix. You're not allowed to challenge a non-call if it's a pass interference. And the referees can't look at it. Because they say, well, it's a judgment call. Joe, isn't every call a judgment call?
Yeah.
Every call's a judgment call.
Yeah.
I would propose, this is easy.
Yeah.
In the last 2 minutes of a playoff game, because you can't have a tie in a playoff game, both coaches are allowed a challenge on anything. Rather than no coaches challenging in the last 2 minutes, let them have a challenge, whether it's a non-call or a call.
Sure.
That would have taken care of it.
Yeah,
and the Saints probably would have been in the Super Bowl.
It's true. Hey, Warner, the Super Bowl, I got to ask you this, man, because we talked about this years ago, and we got to go to a break. I know, and we appreciate your time. Remember we talked about this, I remember, on 9/11, and we're a block away, so, you know, we feel so attached to that. You were one of the first people on the air, and correct me if I'm wrong here, my dear friend. And forgive me, it's early morning, I know it's Monday, but Warner's on the phone, and forgive me, but you saw the plane coming down, coming across the Hudson right before it hit the tower, am I right?
I didn't see the plane.
What did you see?
My wife and I, we just lived like 11 blocks from the towers.
Yeah, man.
And what we saw, it went over. We lived in the top floor. And I'll never forget, we were laying in bed, and the plane went over the top of our house.
Wow.
Or our apartment. I said, what the hell was that?
Yeah, man.
I mean, it was so close. It vibrated. I said, man. And then we opened the blinds, and there was a hole. And the worst part was, afterwards, just...
Yeah, right.
Man, see people...
Yep, you saw it right...
Jumping out and...
Yeah. You know, Warner, and forgive me for bringing it up, but I always like to say people forget. We are a great country. We joined together. And about that time when we had the club, and you and I used to hang out at that club, it was around that time. And how we joined together. And when I always preach on this show, Warner Wolf, let's stick together. We just had the great General Colin Powell on. Stick together. This is America. We're all in this together. I wish we could just remember those riveting, heart-wrenching days, how we all joined together, Warner. And I remember hearing you and hearing that in your voice when you told me that. That was just something that you just never forget. Thanks for sharing it with us, man.
Sure.
But hey, listen, you got to come in the studio one day, Warner, huh? Are you living in New York? Did you move to Florida like everybody else?
Naples, Florida.
Oh, look at you. You're too young for that, Warner Wolf. Come on.
Oh, man. This is it. We call this down here on the West Coast.
Well, I'm afraid to ask. What?
Paradise.
Look at you. Come on. Yeah. It was 5 degrees in New York last week. You don't miss that, Warner Wolf? Come on.
No. It was, although it did rain, it was 75 here.
Oh.
There's another huge advantage. I hate to bring up economics, but there are no state income taxes.
Hello. I'm on my way, baby.
We lived in New York for 40 years.
Yeah, oh, my gosh.
I mean, that's a big hit.
Warner, you're a legend, man. You wrote the book. Thanks for the influence on the Saturday Night Live sports character, by the way, guy. You're the guy. And thanks for that note all those years ago. We love you, Warner Wolf, and thanks for joining us this morning, my friend.
Joe, thanks for having me on. And say hello to Debbie Duhane, who likes to work with.
Oh, Yeah, we will for sure, Warner. Thank you, my brother. Aww. Thank you. How about that, Debbie? There you go. There's Warner right there. How about that?
I love great? Warner Wolf. Yeah, he's fabulous.
The legend, the man. Thanks, Debbie. How are we doing? It's 8:53. Debbie's on the roads for you. You're famous. Everybody loves Debbie. Everybody loves Debbie.
Oh, my heart is so happy that Warner just said hello. That's so wonderful. Thanks, Joe. Let's see what's happening right now. We're on Concombo branch of the LIRR, a 10-minute delay. We're seeing some delays still with New Jersey Transit. Gladstone branch of the Morrison Essex line remains suspended between Gladstone and Summit. Looks like you're still seeing some delays here as you head to the Hudson River crossings, 20 in at the GWB, Lincoln Tunnel up to 40, and the Holland Tunnel, that's a 30-minute delay. 287 South in Montville, they finally cleaned up an accident. Watch for problems still on 8th Avenue here in town in the 40s. It's an ongoing investigation. A car and a bike collided over there. That investigation continuing. And on the Cross Island northbound, getting up toward Belmont Park, a collision as well. Still seeing volume on the southbound Van Wyck getting down toward Liberty Ave. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
It's a joy to get to work with great people. And Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son team who have brought us Relief Factor, and thanks to their physicians and the expertise, have brought tons of pain relief to plenty of people around the world, like me, having lower back pain, thinking I was stuck until I discovered Relief Factor. When Seth and Pete surveyed Relief Factor customers, they found that the majority of those who canceled the 3-week quick start had not taken 3 packets a day for a week and then 2 packets a day for the next 2 weeks. That's what the 3-week quick start is all about. We want people to take the suggested number of packets, but this is a low-cost way. Pete and Seth are willing to lose some money on this quick start to make sure you're without the pain that you've been facing in your life. Go to relieffactor.com to take the 3-week quick start. It's $19.95. If after 3 weeks it isn't working for you, just notify them. You're only out $20. Relieffactor.com, or if you want to give them a call, it might take a little while on the phone because there's big demand. 800-500-838. 800-500-8384 for Relief Factor.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people. They're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-518-4020. 800-518-4020. That's 800-518-4020.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about Michael's of Brooklyn. 8:56 right now. Joe's going to stand by Joe Lundberg with weather, but I want to tell you about Avenue R in Nostrand. A lot of New York today on the radio, and I love it. You know, and the best of New York is Michael's of Brooklyn, one of the 5 best Italian restaurants in the United States of America, according to the Food Network. Right? Family-owned and operated. We love Fred. We love Johnny. Marianne is there. Michael himself is the grandson of the gentleman who started Michael's of Brooklyn over 50 years ago. You got to go to Avenue R. Nostrand and experience Michael's of Brooklyn that everybody's talking about. The food is great. The ambiance is great. Enzo will greet you with his bow tie. He has a different bow tie every day. I love this guy. It's a one-of-a-kind restaurant, and it's one of the 5 best Italian restaurants in America, according to the Food Network. Michael's of Brooklyn. Then, when you're out and about or you're listening around the country, kindly take home Michael's of Brooklyn sauce. Forget about it. This is the one that you will just say, how did they put this in a jar? We asked Fred at Michael's of Brooklyn, remember? He goes, I don't know. We just do it. It's just, I'm telling you what, it's history in a jar. It's Brooklyn in a jar. It's the best of sauce that you will get anywhere. Michael's of Brooklyn. Check it out when you look at your supermarket shelf, all right? Michael's of Brooklyn, you know, they've been serving the most authentic taste of Italy for over 50 years. Hey, Joe on the radio, great to have you with us. What a morning, Mamma Mia. Joe Lumberg is here. Another Joe is on the radio. Joey, how are we looking today? It's kind of warm today, is it?
Yeah, sunshine, some clouds. It's going to be kind of nice this afternoon. Temperature going to get up over 50 degrees.
No!
We'll be in the upper 50s tomorrow with some sunshine. And then cooler Wednesday, about 44, some rain late in the day or more likely at night. And then kind of rainy Thursday into Friday, but cooler and drier for the weekend.
Finally, you went on your bike. You ran 13 miles, and then you rode your bike 50 miles over the weekend?
Saturday I ran, and then on Sunday I rode. And I'm going to ride today.
Joey, you're an animal. But
it's
you know
too
what?
It's nice outside. I can't pass up the spring weather.
Yeah, I love you, Joey. Thank you so much. Love your inspiration there. Joe Piscopo on the radio. We are coming right back with Frank and Alan Debbie. Radio Piscopo live from the greatest city in the world.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.